这个题目就是人的存在以及他的结局。人在神面前的存在不是凭着自己的存在。我们存在的根基乃是创造我们的主。
但是
我们不愿意在神面前赤露敞开我们的情形。我们得过一个自己的自由，决定自己命运的生活。我们为自己的存在决定自己的方向。
We want to set our goal and direction for our life.
我们不肯顺从在创造我们的主面前。
But we don't want to obey the God of creation.
但是我们在神的面前一切的情形主都认识得清楚。
And actually before God, all our things that we do are clear before him.
今天我们要思想的上帝的主权以及他的呼召。
So now you meditate on the God's sovereignty and the calling of God.
圣经清楚告诉我们人的地位是一个失丧的地位。
The Bible tells us very clearly that the position of man is a lost position.
一个人在上帝面前的情形是失丧的情形。
A man is lost before God.
因为神看世界上的人，没有一个人找到真正的方向。
In the eyesight of God, no one on earth can find the right.
耶稣说：“人是来，我要寻找失丧的人。”
Therefore, Jesus says, "I come to save all those who are lost."
我寻找失丧的人。
Then I want to choose and seek those who are lost.
我们是失丧。
We are lost.
人的地位已经失丧了。
Our position is a position of loss.
人的方向已经失丧了。
Our direction is lost.
人在神的面前整个的生活是失丧的。
Before God, our whole life is lost.
今天有许多的人在宗教里面抓住他们自己的信仰。
Today, many people they in different religions try to grab their whole faith.
然后把他们的信仰带到一个绝对化的地步里面去。
They bring their religion to a point of absolutism.
宗教是不是把我们带到上帝的面前呢？
Does religion bring us to God?
我们看见每一个宗教都有不同的结论，是证明人是世上的。
See, different religions come to different conclusions that man is lost.
没有一个宗教把绝对的答案赐给我们，
no,
是与别的宗教完全相同的。
No religion could bring us to the point of absolutism which is different from others.
所以一个在宗教里面的人，他并没有真正找到上帝。
And therefore, a man within a religion can never find God.
今天我恐怕有许多的人，他们成了基督教的教徒，但是他们神还没有发生关系。
I'm afraid that most of us today we are just believers in the religion, but we're not Christians in Him.
我们不但看见宗教失去了方向
，we don't not only see that religion doesn't find us anywhere.
我们看见 the culture 也失去了方向
，we also see that science doesn't leave us anywhere.
Science lost also the direction.
Science
他们没有方向
，there's no direction at all.
你今天的许多科学发达的地方，人的心更苦闷，更加没有把握。
But we see in places where science is so advanced, the heart of man is becoming more sad and frustrated.
你的科学所寻找的范围，所研究的对象。不过是被造的世界，从自然而不是创造的主。
Because there's a limit to the science, to the realm of science, because there's something they're searching which is created by God, but not the God of creation.
不但宗教失去方向，科学失去了方向。
Not only science.Religion, they lost,
政治也失去了方向。
Lost the politics, lost
所以今天无论是这个资本主义或者共产主义，他们都不能告诉我们人要走到什么地方去。
Today, whether it's capitalism or communism, neither of them can point us in the direction of man which he wants.
共产主义的创办人马克思同恩格斯绝对不会想到今天的这么多不同的思想正在打擦他们原来的意思。
The founders of communism.Karl Marx and Engels, they never thought that today there are so many ideologies which are opposing them.
不但如此，他们所定下的指标，他们所说的预言，都没有照着他们的意思而成就了。
Not only this, but the very first idea they set out, people have not done accordingly.
在所有的政治系统里面，共产主义是最先决定一个整个世界方向的一种政治。
Among all the ideologies in this world, communism is the first one which sets the direction for men.
但是这个方向的决定也不是绝对的。
But the absolutism which is set in this theory is still not absolute.
只有神他知道整个人类的历史从始至终的演进。
Only God himself can know the history of man from the beginning to the very end.
所以政治也失去了方向。
Therefore, politics lost its direction.
不但如此，我们看教育也失去了方向。
Not only this, but education lost its direction too.
教育最高最发达的国家里面的性道德最败坏。
The nations of the countries where education is highest, the moral is lost.
今天我们在这个国家，我们在这个地带，我们看这件事非常的清楚。
Today, we're in this country, we're in this area, we are very, it's very obvious.
但人是不是看自己是世上的呢？
But does man look at himself as lost?
人不看自己是世上的。
No, man doesn't look himself as the lost.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
除非你来到神的面前，你永远不会认识你自己世代的情形是怎么样。
If you come to the presence of God, you could never realize what the real situation is.
当亚当夏娃犯罪以后，
When Adam and Eve,
他们走了 自己的道路。
They walk in their own path.
他们照着自己的喜爱。
They seek after their own pleasure.
他们以自己为整个生活的中心。
They rely on themselves at the center of their life.
一个世上的人，他的第一个反应就是逃避上帝。
The first response, the reaction of a lost man is to hide away from God.
恨上帝。
He hates God.
不但逃避上帝。
Not only hiding away from him.
不但恨上帝。
Not only hating.
而且他们反对上帝。
But they oppose him.
但是这是一件可能的事情吗？这是一件绝对不可能的事情。
This is an absolutely impossible thing.
因为人被造也是与神相对的。
Because God was created relative to God. God was created relative to God.
我们不能证明神的存在。
We can never prove the existence of God.
但是我们也不能证明神的不存在。
Neither can we prove the non-existence of God.
在我们的内心的深处，已经有了神的形象，有了神所给我们一个奇妙的记号。
In the innermost part of our heart, we have that image of God whom He puts in us.
那就是说我们需要神自己与我们同在。
That is to say, we need God's presence to be with us.
一个没有神的生命是一个虚空的生命。
A life without God is a life of empty.
一个没有神的生命是一个没有方向的生命。
A life without God is a life without direction.
一个没有神的生命是一个没有满足的生命。
A life without God is a life without satisfaction.
所以逃避神并没有绝对解决我们根本的问题。
And therefore, running away from God doesn't solve our own problem.
我们恨神也没有拒绝神的存在。
Our hatred towards God doesn't disprove His existence.
我们今天对神一切的作用、一切的反应，并没有改变神的本质。
All our reactions, whatever reactions we have towards God, doesn't change His own.
因为神造人是为他自己而创造的。
God created man is for Himself.
为这个缘故，人如果没有神与他的生命在一起，他永远没有满足。
Therefore, man is as long as he hasn't got.Let God be with him.
那么人怎么样过这样的生活呢？
How can a man live such a life?
我们就为自己创造了神来代替真神在我们内心中间的地位。
We create for ourselves a God whom to represent that God who created
us. 这是一件可能的事情吗？
This is a possible thing.
一个真正的神乃是寻找人的神。
A real God is a God who comes to seek.
假的神是人所寻找的神。
A false God is one who man wants to seek.
我们常常讲这样的话，说宗教是人寻找上帝。
We always say the religion is man seeking God.
这一句话是不是圣经里面的话语呢？
Is it biblical?
不是。
No.
圣经从来没有说人寻找神。
The Bible never tells us that man seeks God.
人死在罪恶的中间。
But man dies in sin.
所以人不可能寻找神。
It's impossible for man to seek
God. 我们根本连寻找神的意念也是没有神圣的动机。
We didn't even have that right motive within us to seek after God.
我们根本没有寻找神的本能在我们的生命里面。
We don't even have that strength, nature to seek after God.
所以希伯真讲一句很奇妙的话语。
Like、
他说：“当我拣选上帝的时候，这就是神拣选我的一个证明。”
He said, "When I see God, this is a real proof that God sees after me."
如果上帝没有拣选我，我就不可能选择他做我的上帝。
If God hasn't sought me, then I will never come to seek after Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Yeah,
今天我们要进到这个大的题目里面。
Today we come to this great title.
是人寻找神，或者是神寻找人？
Is man who comes to see God, or is it God who comes to see God?
许多的宗教家认为宗教是寻找上帝。
Many religions think that religion seeks after God.
我们从整个圣经的原则来看这个理论，这是一件非常脆弱、没有基础的一个思想。
According to the whole principle of Bible, this is a thing with no foundation at all.
所有的宗教都是企图寻找神的恩典。
All religions are after the grace of God.
The
lost man, they don't want God, but they want His grace.
所有的宗教，他们要平安，他们要福气，他们要长寿，他们要子孙。
All religions, they want happiness, they want long living, they want all kinds of descendants.
所以那最基本的动机，不是寻找神的自己，而是寻找从神而来的恩典。
And therefore, the fundamental motive they have is not God Himself, but also only His grace.
所以罗马书第三章第四同十一节，神说：“没有人寻找我，连。”一个也没有。
And therefore, in Romans 3:10-11, he said, "No one seeks after me, not even one."
如果人说他寻找神，而神说没一个人寻找他，我们要信神，不能信人。
If men say we seek after God, but yet God said no one seeks after me, then we should believe in God and not man.
因为在那一章的圣经告诉我们，人都是虚妄的。唯有神是真实的。
Because in that Bible it says that man is deceiving, but only God is true.
人不是寻找神，
man doesn't seek
after God, 而是寻找一个虚假的神像。
But we seek after a false image of God.
这个像有许多不同的表达。
This image takes different forms.
第一个表达就是借助被造之物来反映 造物的主。
And that is through the created thing to reflect the God of creation.
有人用木头的像来代替神。
Someone uses a carved out wood to represent God.
人用石头的像来代替神。
You take some stone and represent God.
这是最平凡的人所造出来的神像。
It's the most commonest people can make God like that.
第二样的神就是在这个人崇拜的中间那个大人物的神。
The second kind of God is the form of image whom you worship and admire.
那些迷信的人他们敬拜木头同石头。
The superstitious man, they worship the stone and the wood.
但是那些比较聪明的人他们敬拜历史上的伟大的人物。
The wiser ones, they worship those who are great in history.
他们并不是造敬拜被造之物，而是敬拜被造之人。
They are not worshipping the thing which has been created, but the man who has created. And therefore we see there is a God of idols and a God of heroes. The God of idols is the stuff, the substance which has been created. The God of heroes is the God as a created man. But these two are not the wisest.
最聪明的人所敬拜的神并不是偶像的，也不是人，而是他思想中间观念的神。
The wisest man then they neither worship a god of idol or the god of hero, but they worship the one image they form within themselves.
这就是理性的神。
And this is an intellectual god.
God of the idols, god of the heroes, and god of the reason.
God of the idols and heroes of the reason.
所以在哲学家里面所讨论的神根本不是神的自己。
Therefore, the God which is discussed in philosophy is not God himself.
所有哲学家所讨论的神不过是讨论他们对神的一个观念。
The God that the philosopher is discussing is the image, the idea they have about
God. 我不知道你是怎么样的人。
I don't know what kind of man you
are. 但我今天我奉主的名对你说。
But in the name of God, I speak to you.
如果你不是一个得救的人。
You're not a saved one.
你也有你的神。
You have your own God.
但你的神都是被造出来的神。
But the God you have is the one created out.
创造的神才是真神。
The God of creation is the only true God.
被造的神不是真神。
The created God is not the real God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
在
宗教里面的人他们都找到了神吗？
The man find God in religion?
不是的。
No.
在宗教里面的人都为神造了一些的形象。
All those in religion, they form some image of God.
而对神所造的形象最可怕最困难除掉的就是基督教所造的假形象。
The most terrible thing and the most difficult to remove is the idea we form in Christianity.
所以如果你是一个 Christian without Christ, 你比非基督徒是更加可怜的。
If you are a Christian without God, you are more miserable than a non-Christian.
如果一个人他没有认识神，而他挂名成为一个基督徒，他可以做比这个不信主的人更可怕的事
情。 If you're not a real Christian, you don't have God within, but you act as a Christian, then you can do something which is worse than a non-Christian.
今天我们要思想这个问题。
Tonight we're thinking on this topic.
人就把那个自己所造的神放在神应当有的地位里面。
And take the image, the idea they have of God, and put it in position of God.
他就以这个观念来自己欺骗自己。
And they deceive themselves by this idea.
自己满足自己。
They satisfy themselves.
然后再把这个观念绝对化了以后。
And they form the absolute this thing.
他就敬拜自己的观念。
And they worship their own idea.
敬拜自己所造出来的神。
And worship a God they created themselves.
这个绝对化的结果是什么呢？
What's the outcome of this absolute thing?
就是排他性。
And this is to reject.
反对别人。
To oppose.
所以你如果和我不一样。
If you're different from me.
我一定要攻击你。我一定要反对你。
I will reject and oppose you.
我要把你压下去。
I will suppress you.
这是一定的情形。
This is the one thing we should do.
你不要笑。你要讲里面的意思。
You should think about that.
我一点没有意思要你们笑。不应当笑的时候你笑就有一点毛病了。
You shouldn't laugh when you should not laugh.
那么我们今天看见扫罗就站在这样的一个地位里面。
We see the story is in such a position.
我要问一个问题。
I ask you one
question. 就是扫罗没有信耶稣以前。
Before Saul became a Christian.
他的宗教是一个怎么样的宗教？
What kind of religion do you have?
他的宗教是真神所启示的宗教。
His religion is a religion revealed by the true God.
旧约的神就是新约的人。
The
God of the Old Testament,
God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament.
所以这个旧约的上帝就是我们现在所敬拜的上帝。
Therefore, the God of the Old Testament is the God we worship today.
律法是神借着摩西赐给以色列人。
Law was given to the Israelites through Moses.
所以呢，扫罗还没有信耶稣以前，他应当敬拜一位真神才对。
Therefore, before Saul became a Christian, believing Jesus, he should worship a real God.
那么到底扫罗为什么他逼迫耶稣呢？
But why is it that Saul persecuted Jesus?
因为在他的观念里面，神不可能是耶稣， 耶稣不可能是神。
Because in his own understanding idea, Jesus cannot be God and God cannot be Jesus.
这是今天许多知识分子问的问题。
This is the same question for most intellectuals.
200年前，在法国有个大这个哲学家叫做 Voltaire.
200 years ago, there was a great philosopher in France called Voltaire.
他说：“让我们爱上帝爱的更多吧，然后反对耶稣反对的更厉害吧。”
He said, "Let us love God more, but reject Jesus more."
今天的许多的人也有同样的态度。
Today, most of us have the same attitude.
明天晚上我们就专论这个问题。
Tomorrow night we're meditating on this.
耶稣基督的神性。
The deity of Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
保罗有一个错误的神观。
Paul has a different concept of God.
或者是错误的神学。
And therefore he has a different, a wrong theology.
错误的神学产生错误的信仰。
The wrong theology begets the wrong idea.
错误的信仰产生错误的动机。
And the wrong faith comes.Beget a wrong motive.
错误的动机产生错误的生活。
And a wrong kind of living comes out of it.
这是一个不能避免的连串的事情。
It's an inevitable fact, a chain reaction.
所以我可以很清楚地告诉你， If there is no theologian, there is no church. 没有神学家的地方，就没有真正的教会。
Say this and be very clear. There's no theology, there's no church.
教会需要有真正的神学。
The church needs a real theology.
需要真正对神正确的认识。
It needs a correct the understanding of God.
我们可以名我们的教会为基督教会。
We can say that our church is a Christian church.
我们可以有基督教的仪式。
We can have the rituals of Christianity.
基督教的敬拜。
We can have the kind of worship.
我们基督教的诗歌。
Christianity song.
但是我们对神的认识如果错误了，我们的信仰和热心也都失去方向。
Understand to us that it's wrong that all these are lost.
我盼望中国教会的青年人不要再轻看神学，应当好好研究神学。
The young people of Chinese church, we do not despise theology, but we should.We should spend time on that.
直到今天我们看见犹太人的神学同基督徒的神学还是站在完全不同的立场上。
But today we see the theology of the Jews and the theology of Christians are all different.
这并不是你有没有圣经，我有没有圣经这个问题，不是这么简单。
It's not a question. It's not as simple as do we have the Bible and they don't.
不是说你有没有查经，我们有没有查经，有没有这个生活方式，不是这么表面。
It's not a question of different lives. You have studied Bible and I have not.
乃是你是透过哪一种对神的认识去分析你的圣。
But it is what kind of understanding towards God that you have before you interpret.
今天我们看见了许多人站在台上，打开圣经来讲上帝的话语。
We see many people sitting on the pulpit. They open the Word of God and they speak.
耶和华见证人也拿着圣经来传上帝国的道。
Jehovah's Witness they open the Bible and preach the Word of God.
安息的会是如此。
The last days of saints.
天主教也是如此。
So is Catholic.
摩门教也是如此。
For the moment.
但是我们要问，根据哪一种 presupposition？根据哪一种的看法来研究来这个思想圣经的话语。
According to what kind of presupposition are we searching studying the word?
保罗还没有悔改以前，
Before Paul,
他说他是一个很热心很严谨的巴利赛人。
That is a very zealous and strict Pharisee.
你说热心有毛病吗？
You say something wrong with
this. 他是巴利赛人有什么错呢？
What's wrong being a Pharisee?
巴利赛人的信仰比这个撒都该人的信仰更正统。
The kind of faith the Pharisees have is more, is better than those than that of the Sadducees.
但他们整个的信仰失去了对基督论的认识。
But they, in their understanding, they have lost the understanding of Jesus Christ.
They have misunderstanding toward the Christology, 对耶稣基督的认识。
They have the misunderstanding toward the Christology.
对基督的认识的错误，就产生了各样的异端出来了。
And the misunderstanding of Christ gets all kinds of heresy.
保罗就是以这个极端的绝对性来反对基督徒的。
And Saul is using this kind of absolute ideas to reject.
我不能说扫罗是一个敬畏假神的人。
I cannot say that Saul is one who worships false gods.
但是我告诉你，扫罗对神的观念是错误的。
I can say to you that the concept of Saul towards God is wrong.
他对旧约的解释是根据那个 misinterpretation， 就错误的解释来去认识上帝。
He has a misinterpretation of the Old Testament towards God.
为这个缘故，一个热心宗教的人很可能是一个逼迫上帝的。
Because of this, a very religious, zealous one can be one who persecutes God.
今天反对基督徒最厉害的人，恐怕是基督徒。
The kind of person who reject God or oppose God most may be Christian.
逼迫基督徒最厉害的人，恐怕是基督徒。
The kind of people who persecute God most may be the Christian.
为什么呢？因为他们以自己的观念绝对化了，他们就反对别人。
Because they form the thought the ideas are absolute ones and they use it against God.
我这个意思不能倒过来的。
I cannot make this reverse.
我不是说爱就要接纳所有的东西。
I cannot say that we love then we accept all things.
In union without unity is useless.
Without unity is useless.
这个真正的爱的联合乃是根据正统的信仰的联合。
But the real unity and love is a unity based on the true faith.
扫罗从年幼的时候。
When he was young,
我想他有一个很大的雄心。
I thought he has a big ambition.
哦，在这课的本地里面呢， 一大河里面连一只白的都没有。上帝看人也是这样，这么多人一个白人都没有，不是白种人，丁白的都没有。
There's no white shark in this box, so it's God looking at man. There's no one white man, meaning white inside.
一个义人都没有。
No one righteous one.
每一个都有宗教。
We all have religion.
但是没有义人。
But no righteous man.
有粉笔，没有黑板擦。啊，对对对。有黑板，没有粉笔。
There's a board and no chalk.
好像 life without content.
As if life without content.
有粉笔，没有黑板擦。
As a chalk and no dust.
好像犯了罪没有救发一样。
As if there's sin and no redemption.
同样的情形。
There's a good analogy.
好，我们现在继续下去了。
We'll continue right now.
我刚才讲到什么地方？
我也忘记了。
连他都忘记了。那么，这个保罗就站在这样的情形中间。
Paul is standing in such a situation.
我想他是从小大有雄心的人。
He was a man of great ambition.
那么这个态度是我们非常佩服的。
This is the kind of attitude we admire most.
一不做二不休。
We want to do something, we want to do that thing.
除非我不做,
Unless if I don't do it,
我一定要成功,
if I ever take it off, I want to succeed.
一定要做到底,
I want to succeed and
做, to the end. 做得彻底,
to the very end.
这是扫罗的精神,
this is the spirit of Saul.
当他长大的时候,
but when grown up,
他看了基督徒都是糊涂的人,
he saw all Christians as very lousy Christians.
为什么他们把这个耶稣就当作是神来敬拜呢?
Why is it they serve this Jesus as God?
所以一定要反对他们。
And therefore, it's an opposite.
要打倒他们。
And to reject him.
他求了权威以后呢?
He asked his authority.
他就到这个大马士去。
He went to Damascus.
那么他这个大的雄心就是表现出这个虐待别人、反抗别人、压制别人的这个行动上。
His great ambition is revealed in the actions of persecution, of rejection, of stamping down.
我想一想，扫罗那一天大概是骑马去的。
I can imagine that Saul was riding a horse on the road.
那个时候没有汽车。
There's no car in those days.
那个时候没有飞机。
No planes.
所以扫罗的心很急。
And therefore he was burning inside.
恐怕走路太慢。
They were too slow to walk.
所以他大概骑马去的。
And therefore he rode a horse.
一定骑马骑得很快。
And he rode a horse very fast.
所以这个马是飞跑的。
So that's a flying horse over there.
扫罗在这个马的上面。
There's a Saul on the horse.
现在他去了。
And there he is on his way.
到哪里去呢?
Where to?
他要到大马士去。
He wants to go to Damascus.
跟随他的有好多的人。
There are many who followed him.
一同的心智。
They have the whole same goal.
同样的目标。
The same goal.
就是要杀死基督徒。
Therefore the Christ,
要把基督徒放在监牢里面。
To put Christians in jail.
那么这些人去了。
These people go.
但当他们到半路上的时候。
But midway,
发生了一件事情。
There's one incident.
这一件事情是什么事情呢?
What's this?
就是他们与神相会了。
And they have an encounter with God.
这个不是他的目的。
This is not their own purpose.
他根本不是要去会上帝。
They are not going to encounter God.
他已经会了。
They have already.
他怎么样会发呢？
What did they do?
就是上帝啊，给我有力量把他们杀死。
The Lord gave me strength to kill them.
他已经会了。
They have known this.
他这个与神的相会是叫神顺从他的意思的相会。
Their kind of encounter with God is to ask God to obey what they have in mind.
他已经有他的宗教。
They have their own religion.
他的宗教对他有一个 security 的感觉。
Their religion gives them some kind of security.
他的宗教对他有被利用的价值。
Their religion gives them something that they can use.
他对神有祈求。
They want to ask something from God.
只有他要去做一些的行动。
They want to do something.
所以他去了。
And therefore,
他现在去不是要去会上帝。
The purpose they go is not to encounter God.
他这一次去也不是要去参加冬令会。
And not to win the conference.
他这一次去是要去找一些基督徒的毛病，可以再攻击他们。
Therefore, but this time he goes to find some fault with the Christian.
所以呢，扫罗很急的到大马士去。
Therefore, Saul went to Damascus.
请你注意一件事情。
Please pay
attention. 这个人在这样的情形中间。
This man is in such a situation.
神看见没有呢？
Did God see that?
神认识他吗?
Does God know him?
我们多少时候我们以为我们所做的一切神不知道。
Many times we think that the things that we do, God never knows.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
beloved brothers,
神对我们的认识过于我们自己对自己的认识。
God's knowledge of us is far better than our own knowledge of us.
我们今天不认识他，我们没有看见他，但是他完全认识我们的情形。
Today we don't know him, we've never seen him, but he saw our own.
当一个人真正发现这样的一件事的时候，
Until a man comes to this realization,
他就会了解诗篇139篇里面所讲的话。
Then you understand the words in Psalm 139.
我躺下，我起来，你都看见。
Either I lie or I stand up, you see them.
我们的思想，我们的行为，不能躲避耶和华的面。
Our thoughts, our behavior, our action, we cannot hide from God.
上帝问亚当说：“你在哪里？”
God asked Adam, "Where are you?"
上帝对亚当说：“你在哪里？”
God asked Adam, "Where are you?"
人认识人，
God knows man.
他知道人。 上帝说我岂不是查透人的心肠肺腑的上帝吗？
Am I not the God who knows the innermost part of your heart?
神知道扫罗的情形。
God knows the situation of Saul.
圣经告诉我们在这个阶段的中间神向扫罗显现出来了。
The Bible tells us in this situation God comes to face Saul.
在他的大的计划里面，
in his great plan,
在他的雄心里面,
in his great ambition,
人与他相会,
John encountered him.
这个相会的把整个保罗的生命完全改变过了。
This encounter turned Paul's life 180 degrees.
这个改变,
this change,
影响了历史,
affects history.
不但是影响保罗自己的生命,
not only affects Paul's own life,
影响了整个世界的历史,
it changes the whole history of the world.
今天在我们中间的多少人的名字叫做保罗的?
Today many of us are called Paul.
你看,不要说影响什么,就在这个礼堂都受影响。
So only in this auditorium you are affected.
神向保罗显现自己的时候，
God revealed himself to Saul.
就无形之中把神的本性向我们显明出来了。
And noticingly, God revealed his own nature to
him. 那么神的本性是怎么样的本性？
What's the nature of God?
在与人相会的事情上，
In the encounter of God towards man.
神从来不承认人是采取主动的。
God has never admitted that it's the man who takes the initiative.
请你再听这一句话。
Again, I repeat.
在神与人相会的时候，
In any encounter of God with man,
神从来不承认人是采取主动。
God has never admitted that it's man who takes the first action.
我们刚才唱这个第五首的诗歌。
Just now we sang number 5 of our hymn.
我一唱的时候，我就马上爱上这个曲子。
I love the tune as soon as I take it up.
但是我发现这里面的词句不是完全照着圣经的。
But I find the words inside are not totally according to the Bible.
如同妇人在井旁寻求寻求。
Like a woman at the well, I was seeking.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他能寻求主吗？
Can he seek after
God? 他不能寻求主。
He cannot.
这里说他只能寻求不能令人满足的事情。
Here he says he's only seeking after things which cannot satisfy her.
我们也是如此。
So are we.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神与人相会的时候。
In the encounter of God, this man.
把他的本性表现出来。
He revealed his own nature.
在这里我们提到七个原则。
Here we mention about 7 principles.
当神与人相会的时候。
During the encounter of God with man.
这样的表现就是这个相会是 theocentric.不是 anthropocentric, 是神本的。
This encounter is theocentric and not anthropocentric.
是既神自己还是主动的，不是人还是主动的。
It's a subjective action on God's part, he takes the initiative.
所以这个显现是 the manifestation of which I am that I am. 那永远长存的上帝忽然间让人的生命显现出来了。
It's the revelation of manifestation of God, I am that I am, towards man.
这是第一样。
This is the first
神行事是凭着他自己的主权。
The way God do things is according to his own sovereignty.
神行事是凭着他自己的计划。
God acts according to his own plan.
上帝说我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
That whom I would like to have mercy on, I will have mercy on.
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Whom I will have grace on, I will have grace on.
当这个扫罗到大马士去的时候，
Saul is on the road to Damascus.
就在半路的中间，神主动地向他显明出来了。
Midway, God revealed himself objectively.
今天我奉主的名对你说，你能来到这个地方，绝对不是你自己能够采取主动的。
Today, in the name of God, I can say this to you, that you can come to this conference is not your own initiative.
虽然你报名了，
although you have,
虽然你还了钱了，
although you have paid,
虽然你自己做决定了，
although you make your own decision.
但是我告诉你，那是神在你的心中做工，虽然你那时候还没有认识他。
I'll tell you that it's God who works within your heart, even though you don't know him.
这是第一样。
This is the first one.
第二样。
Secondly,
与人相会的时候，
就应该
突然的时刻。
The encounter of God is a sudden one.
这并不是人能够计划的。
It is something which cannot be planned by man.
保罗从来没有计划某一天他要信耶稣。
Paul has never in his mind figured out what day he wants to be
saved. 他也从来没有说，我几岁到几岁我信犹太教，过几岁以后我信基督教，再过几年我奉献做传道，从来没有这样
想。He has never planned in his life from what year to what year he believed in Jesus Christ, what year to year he do other things.
但这些事的成就呢？
But the realization of
the
accomplishment of these things.
是神一个突击性的行动。
But it's an unexpected action of God.
所以神做工是很奇妙的。
And therefore, the acts of God are quite amazing.
这是第二个性质。
This is the second nature.
第三个性质。
The third characteristic.
神与人相会的时候，没有 common ground， 也是不采取 compromising 的这个 method， 神是绝对不与人妥协的。
God doesn't use compromising method in his encounter with man.
上帝没有从天上说，扫罗，我今天看看你好不好。
God has never asked from heaven, Saul, if I see you, can I come to see you today?
我来探访你，你要不要？
Can I visit you? Can I come in?
如果不要，明天我才来。
If not, then I'll come tomorrow.
你要我同你讲的时候。
If you want me to speak to you,
我怎么样讲法呢？
How can I present myself?
是先从科学那一方面来证明我的存在吗？
Do I approach you from the scientific point of view?
或者从这个哲学方面来推论我的存在呢？
Do I deduce my own existence from theology?
不是，当神与人相会的时候，
When God encounters man,
是神本的。
It is God's work.
当神与人相会的时候，
When God encounters man,
是突然的。
It's unexpected.
当神与人相会的时候，
When God encounters man,
完全不与人妥协的。
It is uncompromised.
这是第三方面。
This is the third character.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Beloved brothers,
我们今天的受洗的人说，你讲给我明白，我才要信。
Today we say, you preach to me so that I can understand and believe.
你使我有一个理性里面的了解，我才能信。
You give me that understanding intellectually before I can.
我告诉你，我很乐意用我一切的可能性来告诉你基督教的和理性。
I'll be more than happy to find all kinds of methods to persuade you to believe.
但是我要告诉你，当我把一切的和理性讲清楚了以后，你完全明白，还不能使你变成一个信耶稣。
Even though I've explained very clearly intellectually these all these things to you, should never become a Christian.
除非你绝对顺从在上帝的面前。
Unless you obey absolutely before God.
你神不用妥协的办法与人相会。
God did not use uncompromising methods.
这是第三样。
This is the third one.
第四样。
This is a supernatural thing that God reveals in
Testament.
This is not a natural
thing. It is supernatural. Because faith
itself is not in the realm of natural.
今天的受洗的人盼望在自然的启示中间找到对神属性的认识。
Today, too many people we find from nature try to view to understand the God, the deity of God.
我们透过自然只能够承认神的存在。
What we can deduce from nature is the existence of God.
我们从自然只能够推论没有神这些的事都不能成功。
We can only infer and deduce that without God, these things cannot.
但是如果不是透过圣经超自然的启示，耶稣基督道成肉身在历史的显现，人永远没有办法认识神是谁。
It's not through the Bible, the revelation of God, that God become man, become flesh to dwell among us, and can never become.
所以神与人相会不是用自然的方式，乃是用了超自然的方式。
Therefore, encounter of God with man is not a natural one.
当扫罗走到一半的时候，看见很大的光照耀他。
Paul was on his road to Damascus, and midway he saw a great light shining on him.
圣经告诉我们，这个时候不是晚上，也不是下午，乃是日午的时候。
The Bible tells us it's neither night time or evening, but daylight.
这什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of that?
神的光是超过被造之光的光。
So the light of God supersedes the light of creation.
这是第四样。
This is the fourth one.
第五样。
Fifthly,
神与人相会的时候，他是用个权威性的性质与人相会。
The encounter of God with man, they take the personality of sovereignty.
神不在这个不非权威的性质中间来与人相会。
And God comes in his mighty power, authority, sovereignty.
我们的神是主权的神。
Our God is God of sovereignty.
我们的神是有权威的神。
Our God is God of authority.
当一个人伏在神的权威之下的时候，
man obey and bows himself to
God. 他很容易发现与神相会的可能性。
Very easily he can find the possibility of meeting God.
因为我们的主是创造宇宙万物的主。
Because our God is creator of the universe.
不但如此，神所采取的形式乃是光照性的形式。
But also he is the illuminating nature.It is an illumination to us our sin.
所以当一个人信耶稣的那一刻中，
and therefore in the very moment we believe in Christ,
他忽然间发现他整个人受大光照射，内心里面一切的污秽都显明出来了。
Especially he has that great light shining within him, and he finds his own sins in
him. 我不知道你有没有这样的经验。
I don't know whether you have that.
你做礼拜。
You come to church.
你听到
you hear the sermon.
你的朋友带你到 CCF 里面去。
Your friends bring you to the CCF.
曾经有没有这样的一个时刻？
Is there one moment in your life?
你瞬间发现你一切的罪都被显明在上帝的大光之下。
Suddenly you find that all your sins are revealed and uncovered before God.
若是没有，
if not,
恐怕你还没有认识主。
I'm afraid you don't know him yet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
这些原则。
These principles,
是神启示人的一些原则。
These are the principles of God and counsel.
神是绝对的。
God is absolute.
神是没有错误的。
God is infallible.
神照着他的主权。
God according to his own sovereignty.
主动的。
Subjective.
神本的。
Deity.
超然的。
Supernatural.
这个不妥协的。
Uncompromising.
以权威的向人显明他自己。
With sovereignty to reveal himself.
不但如此。
Not only this.
我们看下去，在这一件与神相会的事情上。
Also, in seeing this encounter of God with man.
人的感受是很痛苦的。
the feeling, the response on man's side is very sad.
所以请你再听这句话。
Please hear this again.
与神相会的那一刹那是很痛苦的经验，不是快乐的经验。
The moment when we meet God, we encounter God, is a moment of agony.
一个人说，哎呀，我到礼拜堂去很舒服，他们唱的歌很好听，我感到很享受，他还没有得救。
If a man says, I come to church, I enjoy myself, the music is so nice, he's never been saved.
一个人说，我看这个牧师口才不错，讲道也差不多，故事也很好听，恐怕他还没有得救。
The man comes to church and says, the preacher is very eloquent, his story is good, then may not.
于是我在一个地方讲道。
One time I speak in a church.
讲完了，一个人对我说，哎，你口才实在不错。
After this, a man comes to you're very eloquent.
像你这样的人做传道也可以的。
You can be a very good preacher.
我以后会再来听。
I'll come again.
我很欣赏你讲道的方法。
I appreciate the method you presented.
我问他，你得救了没有？
I ask him, have you been saved?
你的罪得到赦免了没有？
Have your sins been forgiven?
你认识神了没有？
Do you know God?
我不要人称赞我。
I don't want the praise of man.
我要你认识你与神之间的关系。
I want you to know your relationship with God.
一个人如果在方式的美感方面看到基督教的价值。
If a man can see from all the feelings of the value of Christianity,
但是还没有看到在最严肃的时刻中间，他与神自己的个别关系，他是很可怜的。
But if he hasn't experienced in a very solemn moment his own relation with God, then he's very pitiful.
扫罗有许多的宗教经验。
Saul has many experiences.
这些宗教经验可能给他许多甜蜜的回响。
This can all bring sweet memories to him.
但是他真正与神相会的那一刻。绝对不是快乐的事情。
But the very true moment when he can count as God is not a time of
joy.
He fell down. He fell down completely. He not only fell from the horse.
他是从他的骄傲跌下来。
He fell from his pride.
从他的文化跌下来。
He fell from his culture.
从他的科学跌下来。
He fell from his science.
从他的哲学跌下来。
From his philosophy.
从他的一切的可夸的那些骄傲的至高至大的事情。
From the things which he can brag and boast among himself, he fall from those.
神用什么办法来告诉他你是一个罪人？
What kind of method God used to tell him that you are a sinner?
我们今天的事讲到另外几件很重要的事情。
Today we meditate on another important point.
就是在这个相会的中间，神讲什么话？
That is, during this encounter, what kind of words God used?
扫罗，扫罗。你为什么逼迫我？
Why are you persecuting me?
请你注意这一句话。
Please pay attention.
在这一段的经历里面。
In this experience,
有几个很重要的问题。
A few very important questions. Today we will start on the first one.
扫罗，
扫罗。
为什么你逼迫我？
Why are you persecuting me?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主耶稣不同他讲别的话。
Jesus did not use other words to talk to him.
当神与他相会的时候。
But in this encounter.
也不说我是上帝，你知道不知道？
He didn't say, I'm God, you know this or not?
我是耶稣，你知道不知道？
You know that I'm Jesus?
为什么你不认识我，乱讲我？
Why did you speak evil things against
me? 他没有讲自己的名字。
He did not mention his own name.
他在这里就提到一个相对的关系，你，我。
He raised the point of relation between him and man, you and me.
In the answer, there's only one relation. Relationship, you and me.
The only thing is you and me.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why are you persecuting me?
这个我到底是一个什么我呢？
But what kind of me is this me?
但没有解释。
The Bible doesn't explain very much.
完全没有解释这个我是一个什么我。
There's no explanation whatsoever this, what this meaning means.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers,
为什么主耶稣在这里没有解释？
Why is it that Jesus did not explain this?
你为什么逼迫我？
Why do you persecute me?
这个没有解释。
There's no explanation.
就引起保罗第二个问题，你是谁？
And therefore this brings about the question on Saul's part, who are you?
保罗问主啊，你是谁？
And Saul says, Lord, who are you?
那是一句更可怕的一个问号。
This is a more terrible thing.
明天晚上我们就思想那个问题。
Tomorrow night we're meditating on this.
但今天我们就停留在这个问题做更深入的思想。
But tonight we're meditating on the first question more deeply.
扫罗，扫罗。
Saul, Saul.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why are you persecuting me?
就我们现在看见不但有神主动寻找人的这些性质。
We not only see all the natures that God takes the initiative to approach man.
我们看见神与人相会的时候，还有一些很重要的事情启示出来。
And also during the encounter of God with man, there are other important points.
第二个事情是什么呢？
What are these?
就是完全相反的观念正在向我们显明出来。
And therefore, we see the complete different opposing ideas, concepts.Come into
encounter.
The concept of man of God is different from that of man.
你盼望做见证，讨人喜欢，然后把他带到耶稣的面前吗？
If you can bring man to Jesus Christ, can you use your testimony and bring this to him?
To delight him? No. You must say something controversial to his concept, because God said, "My way is not thy way, And thy way and thy will is not my will. 你们的意念不是我们的意念，你的道路不是我的道路。
Your will is not my will, and your way is not my way.
这是在两千多年以前神讲出来的一句。
God already said this 2,000 years ago.
我的道路非同你们的道路。
My way is different from yours.
我的意念非同你们的意念。
My will is different from yours.
在一百年以前，丹麦有个大哲学家，首任阿比基格加尔。
And 200 years ago, there's a great philosopher in Denmark.
他讲了一句话。
He mentioned one.
他说在神与人之间有绝对不同的性质。
He said between God and man, there's absolute difference.
在有限与无限之中有绝对不同的性质。
Within the realm of limitation and unlimitedness, there's nothing.
时间与永恒之间也有绝对不同的性质。
Between time and eternity, there's nothing common.
我想这些话是非常对的。
I think these are all right.
神说我的道路非同你们的道路。
God said my way is different from yours.
我的意念。非同你们的意念。
My dear, my will is different from yours.
这两件的事情。
The two things there.
一样的事情，就是意念的问题。
One is that of will.
同样的问题，就是道路的问题。
The other is that of the way.
你不要以为这是很简单的两个字。
Don't think these are very simple words.
两件事情把整个人类的文化都包括起来。
These two things encompass surround the whole culture.
Concept and the way. 意念是里面的。
Concept is inside.
是外面。
The way is outside.
意念是理的，道路是伦理的。真理从伦理取代着整个人内面和外在的生活。
Concept is intellectual, but the way is ethical. These represent the inner and the outer being of a man.
我们的 concept 影响我们的 moral.
The concept affects the moral.
我们的看法影响我们的行动。
Our viewpoint affects our action.
我们有我们的哲学。
We take our own philosophy.
我有我的看法。
I have my view.
你有你的看法。
You have yours.
我有我的生活。
I have my life.
你有你的生活。
You have your own life.
我的意念。
I have my concept.
我的道路。
My way.
你的意念。你的道路。
My concept, my mind.
上帝说，我的道路非同你们的道路。
But God said, my way is different from yours.
我的意念非同你们的意念。
My concept is different from yours.
这句话什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of this?
神的道与人的哲学完全不一样。
God's way is totally different from the philosophy of man.
人的行动与人的行为的看法完全不一样。
God's action is totally different from the viewpoint of man.
今天的世界是一个失去界限的世界。
Today is the age of the one which has loses our perimeter.
我们今天的世界是一个失去绝对性的权威的一个世界。
Our age is one that has lost the value of absolutism.
We are now living in an age without border. We live in an age without authority.Without absurdness and without everything that limits us. 我们今天盼望一个绝对的自由，我们不要权威，我们不要标准， no standard, no criteria in concept and in the way of life. 所以今天有多少的人，他们的思想正在放纵，他们的行为，他们的性的道德也正在放纵。
Today we want to have all our own freedom. We want to be free in sex and everything else.
神造人的时候，造成有男有你有这个界限，我们连这个界限都要打破。
When God created man, He created male and female. He makes a borderline, a dividing line between them. But we want to cross.
神给我们律法，我们不要律法。
God gave us law, but we don't want law.
神给我们良心，我们不要良心。
God gave us conscience that we want to reject.
神给我们标准，我们不要标准。
God gave us standards that we don't want.
神叫我们服从权威，我们不要权威。
God wants us to obey authority, but we don't want.
你看见了没有呢？所以当神对扫罗讲话的时候
，Therefore, when God spoke to Saul,
扫罗，扫罗，为什么你逼迫我
？Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
这是不能了解的事情。
This is a thing which you cannot understand.
我什么时候逼迫上帝呢
？What's the time when I persecute God?
这是怎么样的一个观念
？What kind of concept is?
这个道路到底是怎么样的道路
？What kind of way that is?
所以第一样，当神与人相会的时候
，When God encounters man,
你发现神的整个系统。神的整个观念并不是你可能想象出来的观念。
You find that the system, the concept of God, is something which you cannot imagine.
这表现我们所能想象关于神的事情，绝对不是神的本身。
Which means that the things we can imagine ourselves about God may not be God Himself.
这是第一样。
This is the first thing.
第二样。
Second.
当神与扫罗相会的时候
，When God encounters Saul,
告诉我们神对人有全人的透视。
This means that God has a whole penetration towards the whole being of us.
全人的透视。
Penetrating.
什么意思呢
？What's the meaning of that?
神看透我们整个人。
God can look through you.
有许多人在香港的时候，他的道德差不多。
Many people when in Hong Kong, our morals are okay.
因为这边也有朋友，那边也有朋友，
Because、
给大家四周围的朋友在看，他一定要规规矩矩。
Because we have friends here, we have friends there, we have to behave ourselves among them.
但是当他离开他的家人的时候
，But once they leave their family,
离开他的亲戚的时候
，They leave their relatives.
他到别的地方去了。
They go to another place.
他什么地方都到了。
Many places, whatever place he wants to go.
他敢去了。 因为没有人知道
Nobody knows.
没有人认识我是谁
Nobody knows who I am.
妈妈也看不见
Mother is not
爸爸也不知道
Father
朋友也不知道
Our friends are not
我要去犯罪谁知道
If I want to sin, who would know?
没有人认识我
Nobody knows me.
但是我告诉你
I tell you.
比如说你到很不好的地方去
For example, there's a place you go to that's very bad.
坐在你旁边的人对你说
The one sitting beside you.
三维间你怎么会跑到这里来
We ask Stephen Tong, how come you're here?
你的第一个反应是什么呢
What's your first reaction?
当你突然间发现有人知道你名字的时候
Suddenly you find somebody who knows your name.
How do you know my name? Who told you? 你怎么知道我的名字
How do you know my name?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers,
那是很可怕的事情
This is a very terrible thing.
突然间有一个人完全认识你
Suddenly there's one who knows you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers,
那是很可怕的事情
This is a very terrible thing.
突然间有一个人完全认识你
Suddenly there's one who knows you.
而且他把你的名字念出来
And then he mentioned your name too.
这就是那天的情形
That's the very thing that happened that day.
保罗走到半路的时候
Saul was on his way.
天上有一个声音说
There's a noise from heaven.
保罗 Saul 了
Saul
他的名字被念出来
His name was mentioned.
今天我告诉你
Today I tell you that
没有一个人完全认识你
Nobody knows you completely.
但是亚东令会的主
But the one, the God of the Winter Conference.
The Lord, the Master of the Winter Conference.
The Winter Conference.
不是筹备委员会。
It's not the committee.
不是 speakers.
They're not the speakers.
不是 counselor.
Not the counselor.
不是你的 group leader.
Not your group leader.
不是。
No.
不是 workshop 的 speaker.
Not the workshop speaker.
我告诉你。
I'm telling you this.
冬令会的主。
It's the Lord of the Winter Conference.
就是创造你的上帝。
This is the God who creates you.
他完全认识你一切的生活。
He knows.Totally about you.
他知道你整个人一切的意念。
He knows all your thoughts, your ideas.
扫罗，扫罗。
Saul.
你为什么逼迫我
？Why are you persecuting?
这是第二样。
This is the second thing.
第三样。
Thirdly.
在这个相会同这个问题里面
，During this encounter and this question,
告诉我们神对人有动机的追讨。
This mentions to us that God pursues after our own motivation.
动机的追讨。
God pursues after our own motives.
这是一件很大的事情。
This is a great thing.
今天的人呢，有许多行为的看法。
Today we have our situation as
什么叫做好的行为呢
？What's the good?
在怎么样的情形之下可以做怎么样的做事情呢
？Under what situation we can do what thing?
但是我告诉你，基督教的伦理 ，the Christian ethic is the ethic of motivation， 是动机的伦理。
But the Christian ethic is the Christian ethic is the ethic of motivation.
神不问扫罗说你怎么样逼迫我呢
？God has not asked Saul what's the way you use to persecute.
你用什么办法来逼迫我
？What method you use to persecute?
上帝不这样问。
God did not ask like that.
他问你为什么逼迫我
But he asked why do you persecute?
你喝酒吗
Do you drink?
你喝酒
Do you drink?
你赌博
You gamble?
你犯奸淫
You commit adultery?
你玩女人
You play with girls?
你有许多的罪恶
There's many sins with you.
但主今天不问这个问题
But God is not asking these things.
主要问另外一个更深刻的事情
But God is asking another deeper question.
Why?
Why?
为什么
？Why?
为什么
？Why?
这是呢，人常常问上帝的一句话。
This is the very same question we ask God.
但是其实人没有资格问上帝，只有上帝有资格问人。
But actually, we are not qualified to ask God that way, but only God who can ask.
一个没有信心的人常问上帝
，Why?
Why?
One who doesn't have faith always ask God why? Why?
等到他得救的那一刻，他听见那个声音，不是他问上帝，是神问他说 ，Why?
Until the moment he believes in God, it's not him who asks God any longer, but God asks him why.
马丁路德讲一句话
Martin Luther said like this
There is no why in the heart of the believers
There's no why in the heart of the believers
在一个真正信神的人心中没有为什么这一句话
There's no why in the heart
因为他知道神所做的一切都是美好的
Because all the things that God do is good
神没有得罪我们
God has not erred against us
神没有亏欠我们
He has not
得罪我们
shortcoming after us
但是呢我们得罪了他
But we have sinned against him.
神问扫罗说：“你为什么逼迫我
？”Therefore, God asked Saul, "Why do you persecute me?"
这是动机的追逃。
This is a pursuit of the motive.
今天有许多人只注意到行为的内容。
Today we only look at our behavior, the content of behavior.
我们没有看见行为的动机比行为的内容更可怕。
We never realize that the motive is more dreadful, more terrible than the action itself.
这是第三样。
This is the third point.
第四样。
Fourthly,
在这个问号里面。
In this question,
神启示了一个很大的事情
God has manifested us one thing
就是对自由的审判
And that is the judgment of freedom
对自由的审判
The judgment of freedom
神不但有与人相反的观念
God not only has opposing viewpoint of man
不但有对人情人的控制
Not God only penetrate us the whole being
为我们动机的追逃
Not only pursue after our motives
神对人有自由的审判
But God judges freedom
今天我多少的青年人他说我要自由我要自由
Today, many young people say, we want freedom, we want this freedom.
但我告诉你，你从来没有真正的自由。
I can tell you, you can never have real freedom.
喝酒的人是酒的奴仆。
Those who drink wine, they are the slaves of
sin. 抽烟的人是烟的奴仆。
The smokers, they are the slaves of sin.
赌博的人是赌博的奴仆。
Gambling, are the slaves of gambling.
犯奸淫的人是奸淫的奴仆。
Those who commit adultery, are the slaves of that too.
说谎的人是谎话的奴仆。
Liars are the slaves of lies.
耶稣在约翰福音第八章三十四节告诉我们。
Jesus in John 8:34
says, 我实实在在告诉你们。
Verily, very
identical. 所有犯罪的人是罪的奴仆。
All those who sin, they are the slaves of sin.
你从来没有玩弄你的罪，只有你的罪玩弄你。
You have never played with sin, but only sin plays with you.
你从来没有抓住你的罪，只有你的罪抓住你。
You have never grabbed hold of sin, but sin grabbed hold of you.
你从来没有管理你的罪，只有你的罪管理你。
You have never controlled your sin, but it's sin who controls you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
你的自由是真的自由吗？
It's the kind of freedom you have.
你的自由是绝对的自由吗？
It's the absolute freedom you have.
我告诉你，神把自由给人，他没有把他自己的自主给人。
God gives freedom to man, but he doesn't give his own sovereignty to us.
我们虽然有自由，但是神保守他自己的自主权。
We have the freedom, but God keeps His own sovereignty.
为我们的自由能够达到真正的价值，只有一个办法。
There's only one way when our freedom can come to the real value.
就当我们的自由完全顺服在他的自主权之下。
That is when our freedom is totally obeying under His own sovereignty.
这叫做奉献。
This means dedication.
多少的基督徒说我奉献了。
Many Christians say I dedicate myself.
把一些的钱拿出来。
I offer my money.
他举了一个手了。
He raises his hand.
他到神学院去念书了。
He's reading a seminary.
这是奉献吗？
It's just dedication.
我告诉你不是。
No.
奉献是什么？
What's offering?
奉献是把你的自由放在神的主权之下。
Dedication means dedicating your own freedom under the sovereignty of God.
让神为你的自由定和他旨意的方向。
Let God decide the direction which is abiding with His own sovereignty.
这才是真正的奉献。
This is real dedication.
上帝对扫罗说，
God speaks to Saul.
扫罗，扫罗，
Saul,
为什么你逼迫我？
Why are you persecuting me?
你逼迫我的时候你很自由。
You are very free when you persecute me.
但在这里有一个审判。
But here is the judgment.
你讲出你的理由吧。
Give me the
为什么？
Why?
你的自由是要受审判的自由。
Your freedom is the freedom which has to be judged.
你的人的自由是受审判的自由。
Because your freedom is the freedom.
所以圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us.
你要谨慎你讲什么话。
You have to be careful what you say.
你做什么事。
What you do.
你看什么东西。
What you read.
你走哪一条路。
What the road you walk.
青年人呐、啊，
Young people.
你看你爱看的。
You want to read something you want to like to read.
你做你爱做的事情。
You want to do something you want to
want
to do.
你有自由。
Go ahead, you have that freedom.
为这一切的事情，
But among all these things,
神必定要审判你。
But God has to judge.
就在神与人相会的时候，辅助了这些的原则。
During the encounter, God revealed that kind of principle.
第五样。
Firstly,
神不但启示了这个自由的审判。
God not only revealed the judgment of.
神也启示了他的宽容有一个界限。
But also, He showed the limit of His grace.Of his
toleration.
The limit of his toleration. There is a limit to his toleration.
这什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of this?
你继续犯罪，
Go ahead and sin.
犯罪，
sin.
一直犯罪，
sin and sin.
你说上帝啊，你在哪里？
That's、
如果上帝存在，现在审判我吧。
He said, God, where are you? If you exist, judge me now.
你看，我虽然没有做基督徒，我的生活还是这样顺利。
I've never been a Christian, but my life is.As good as anything.
我没有信耶稣，我还可以顺顺利利的读大学，读的毕业了。
I have not received Jesus, but I graduated from university.
我虽然犯了罪，我的身体还是很健康。
Although I've sinned, my health is very good.
我虽然做了许多的错事，我的心还是很平安。
Although I've done everything wrong, I still have the peace inside.
罗马书第二章第四节告诉我们，
Romans chapter 2 verse 10.
你这个人啊，你以为上帝所给你的宽容，给你的忍耐。不是把你带到悔改的地步吗？
Do you think that the grace and toleration of God is not to bring you to Him?
为什么你轻看上帝所给你的宽容？
Why are you despising the grace of God?
当神对扫罗说，为什么你逼迫我的时候？
When God says to Saul, why are you persecuting me?
这是来到一个时刻。
This has come to a moment.
我是神。
I am God.
我是创造的神。
I'm the God of creation.
但我曾经站在受你逼迫的地步。
I'm standing in a position where
你曾经轻看我。
You have despised me.
你反对我。
You have rejected me.
你拒绝我。
You have rejected me.
你不要我。
You don't want me.
但是我有一个限度。
But there's a limit.
我今天来到一个时刻。
I come to this moment.
我要问你。
I want to ask you this.
你这样的态度。
Your attitude.
要等到什么时候呢？
Until what time?
神爱人。
God loves men.
人反对他。
Man rejects.
神爱人。
God loves men.
人攻击他。
Man rejects.
神爱人。
God loves men.
人出卖他。
Man betrays.
神爱人。
God loves men.
人钉他在十字架上。
Man nailed him to the cross.
今天他问你。
Today he's asking you this.
为什么
Why?
你逼迫我。
Why are you persecuting?
我宽容你。
I've been tolerant.
我等候你。
I've been waiting.
到现在。
Until now.
现在是我的时间。
This is my time.
不是你的时间。
It's not your time.
你的自由到这里。
Your limit, your freedom comes to this land.
我的宽容也到这里。
My tolerance comes.
现在我问你。
Now I'm asking you.
你为什么逼迫我？
Why are you persecuting me?
你这样。
Another one.
敌人相会。
An encounter of God with man.
给我们看见，这是一个个别。
This is an individual responsibility. This is an individual responsibility.
这什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of this?
你不必问别人。
You don't have to ask one to sign.
你要信耶稣吗？
Do you want to believe?
如果你要信，
If you want to believe,
我也要信。
Then I want to believe.
我们大家一起信。
Then let us believe altogether.
一大堆一起信。
Then we come as a group.
不是这个事情。
No, nothing like that.
救恩是个别性的。
Salvation is an individual thing.
神那个时候问扫罗。
God asked Saul at that time.
他没有问扫罗旁边的人。
He hasn't asked those around him.
你不管别人的事情。
Don't bother others.
现在是个别与神发生关系的一个时刻。
This is the moment where you can have a personal, individual relationship with God.
存在主义之父。
The father of existential.
就是 Kierkegaard 他讲一句话。
Kierkegaard, he has mentioned this.
To exist is to be with oneself alone before God.
To exist is to be with oneself alone before God.
那一个关系。
This relationship,
到一个最深刻的时刻的时候
the deepest moment,
就变成了你在上帝面前你变成一个你上帝变成一个我
changes, it comes to a point where you become you and God become him. Today we reverse this thing.
神不单单是个你
God is not only a you.
神是一个我
God is a me.
我们是一个你
We, I am him.
Oh, I am a you.
I am you.
God is a I.
God is I. What's the meaning of this? When God is taking the initiative, He doesn't want you to be the source of that relationship.
He wants you to stand in a position,
He wants you to stand in a position, in a relationship where He takes the initiative.
当你注意到启示录第三章的时候
If you pay attention to Revelation 3,
主耶稣说我站在门外叩门
Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock.
凡听见我的声音
Those who have heard my voice,
我要进去
I would come in.
接下去我与他他与我
I and him and he and I.
那个次序不能倒过来
You cannot reverse that order.
我与他
I and him.
然后他与我
And then he and me.
神是主体
God is the subjective one.
我们是客体
And then we are the object.
神是主动的。
God is the initiative.
我们是被动的。
We are the passive.
所以神在这里说。
If God says,
扫罗，扫罗。
扫罗。
为什么你逼迫我？
Why is it that you persecute me?
当一个为一个是一个他的时候。
When a personality becomes a him.
我们可以随便讲。
Then we can say, you know, wishy-washy.
我们不管他。
We say, let him go.
当那个他站在你面前的时候。
But when that him comes to stand before you.
你就不敢随便讲了。我要你了解这个意思。
Please understand this.
有一次我在纽约。
There's one day, one time day I was in New York.
有一个爸爸带着他的孩子。
There was a father with his child.
喊我一同去吃饭。
And then we went to eat.
那么呢，走到一半的时候
，midway，
这个孩子问他的爸爸说：“唐崇荣在哪里？唐崇荣在哪里
？”This small kid asked his father, "Where is Stephen Tong? Where is Stephen Tong?"
爸爸说：“这个。”
And the father said, "This one."
他一看
，He said,
他舌头伸出来，唐先生。
He took his tongue and said, "Mr. Tong."
其实叫我唐崇荣没有错。
There's nothing wrong to address me as Stephen Tong.
本来是唐崇荣。
I am Stephen Tong.
但是他忽然间发现，在他面前要加上先生。
But suddenly he realized he has to put Mr.
因为他后生，我先生。
Because he's he's young, I'm old.
Because he born after.
He was born after me.
所以他叫我先生。
Therefore he has to address me like that.
这个尊敬。
This is a respect.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天不尊敬神。
Today we are not respecting God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神不过是我们讨论的一个题目而已。
But God is only a topic of our discussion.
你看口令吗？ God is not a subject in your discussion, but He is the object of your worship.
God should not be the subject of your discussion, but should be the object of your worship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
当你发现你是站在他的面前的时候
，When you realize that you are standing before Him,
and that possibility.Created by He Himself.
That possibility is created by He
Himself. It is He
who makes you to
encounter Him.
He wants to ask you this.
你,
you.
我,
me.
你为什么逼迫?
Why do you persecute me?
你怎么回答这个问题?
What should your reply be?
如果今天晚上,
If tonight,
在这个聚会中间,
during this meeting,
你发现神对你说话,
you say, God has been speaking to you.
一句, 两句,
One or two?
我不知道。
I don't know.
神对你讲一些的话。
But God has spoken to you.
突然使你的观念改变过来。
Unexpectedly, your concept has got changed.
你从来不是这样想法。
You have never been thinking like this.
今天你想下来。
But today you're thinking like this.
我告诉你，应当发现与他相对的那个关系。
You shall discover the relationship in your encounter with Him. Lastly, when God encounters man,
这是一个停留的，不能够在距离上拖延的，一定要决定一个决定的。
This is a decisive moment, a moment, an action which cannot be continued, but has to be decided right there.
我对保罗说：“你为什么低头？”
God said to Saul, "Why do you persecute me?"
扫罗能不能说主啊，我在想三天。写一篇文章来回答你。
Can Saul say anything 3 days and then write a thesis and report to you?
主啊，我也不知道，我考虑一下。
And say, and then maybe I don't know myself. I have to think it over.
没有给你时间。
There's no time.
现在我问你。
Now I want to ask you.
你为什么低头？
Why do you persecute me?
你从来不知道。
You have never noticed.
我是主。
I am the Lord.
我告诉你。
I'm telling you.
我站在主的权威的上面。
I'm standing in the sovereignty of God.
光照你。
I'm enlightening you.
启示你。
I'm revealing myself.
超然的光来面对你。
The supernatural light shining on you.
我问你。
I'm asking you this.
我是受逼迫。
I'm the one persecuted.
我是主。
I'm the Lord.
但是我是受逼迫。
I'm the one persecuted.
我不应当受逼迫。
I shouldn't be persecuted.
你的地位。
Your position.
你的态度。
Your attitude.
你与我之间的关系。
Your relationship with me.
完全反过来。
It's totally reversed.
现在我问你。
Now I'm asking you this.
保罗。
Saul.
保罗。
Saul.
为什么你逼迫？
Why are you persecuted?
在这个时刻里面。
In this very moment.
你应当对主有一个反应。
You should have a reaction response to him.
这个反应是什么？
What kind of response?
Yes or no.
Yes or no?
上帝啊
，Lord，
我现在认识你。
I know you now.
你是主。
You are the Lord.
我愿意接受你。
I want to accept.
我肯离开我的罪。
I want to leave my sin.
我肯悔改。
I want to repent and turn.
顺服在你的面前。
Obey before you.
你肯不肯
？Are you willing?
你肯不肯
？Are you willing?
你不是回答。
You should not answer.
你回答主。
You answer to God.
主要救你。
God wants to save you.
他是你的主。一个总题就是主啊，你是谁
？Today we consider a very important subject, and that is, Lord, who are you?
人对自己最重要的问题就是我是谁
？The most important question to man is, who am I?
人的宇宙中间最重要的问题就是主是谁
？But man in this universe has the most important question, and that is, Lord, who are you?
当一个人知道他自己是谁，有认识神是谁的时候，他就能够好好做人，好好生活。
When a man knows who he is and knows who God is, then he can live a meaningful life.
今天人知道许许多多人以外的问题，但是对自己是谁没有清楚的答案。
Today, man knows a lot about many, many other things, but they don't know very much about themselves.
在我们所读的这段圣经里面，给我们看见一个很奇妙的相会。
In the passage we just read, we read about a very wonderful encounter.
在这个相会里面，神是采取主动。
In this encounter, God takes the initiative.
扫罗从来没有计划要与上帝会面，没有计划 ，didn't plan to meet with God.
Saul didn't plan to meet with God.
扫罗从来没有计划要认识耶稣基督。
He didn't plan at all to know Jesus Christ.
神自己计划了这件事情。
But God planned all this.
这绝对不是人站在主动的地步里面。
Not a man didn't take the initiative.
这个相会可以说是一个意外的相会。
This encounter can be said to be something
out of plan.
That out of plan.
这个相会也是一个很突然的一个相会。
And this one is also a very
很突然的
accidental encounter.
在这个相会里面的
In this encounter,
扫罗才真正知道他自己的地位是一个何等可怕的地位。
Paul realized that he is in a terrible position.
在3000年以前
3000 years ago,
大卫曾经讲一句话，他说：“我受到奇妙可畏。”
The King David said that I was made in a miraculous way.
我受到奇妙可畏。
I was made in a wonderful and a fearful way.
一个人呢，越讲他自己的生命的时候，他越想他越奇妙。
When a person considers his own life, the more he thinks about it, the more he realizes it is really a miracle.
他越思想，他越感到可怕。
When he thinks about this, he is afraid.
我们的存在到底是一个什么样的存在呢？
What kind of existence do we have? When we are enjoying and experiencing this life, the kind of life that we're enjoying right now, we cannot be able to comprehend with our own intellect. In all that God has created, man was created in a very particular position. But the Bible told us that our existence does not depend on ourselves. Our existence depends on God. What is the quality of our existence? God places seven natures in us. So that man's late nature is totally different from other beings. The very first nature is the nature of reason. Man is a being of reason. The thing that makes man different from other beings is he has reason. The second nature is the nature of morality. Because of this, we can tell what is good, what is wrong, what is right, and what is wrong. The third nature is the nature of spirituality. Because of this, man can know God and can know about the things of the spiritual realm. The fourth is the nature of eternity. So the man can know that we cannot be satisfied with this temporary existence.
我们有一个concept of eternity, ambition of eternity. 我们有一个永恒的追求, 永恒的观念。
We have a concept of eternity.
这个永恒的观念是我们知道自己是绝对不会消灭。
Now this kind of concept tells us that we will not extinguish.
第五样, 人家有理性、色性、灵性、诚性。 人还有观念的性质，我在这里给他一个特别的名称，叫做心性。
The fifth nature is the nature of idea.
这是和理性不同的地方。
This is different from the nature of reason.
如果理性所做的是知识工具。
If the nature of reason is to help us to help with our intellect,
使我们知道一些与我们的经历有关的事情,
to know something that has to do with our experience,
但心性可以超过这个范围，去开拓一些我们所不知道的事情。
But this nature of idea can help us to surpass all this and to be able to know things outside.
你想想看，当人还没有到月亮去以前，差不多100年，已经有人写了关于人到月亮去的那个故事。
100 years before man ever landed on the moon, he had been thinking about the moon. We have that idea. That's why we can have fantastic ideas. We have vision. We have ambition. We have many, many possible and impossible utopian ideas. The sixth nature is the nature of discernment. We can tell what is right, what is wrong, what is good for us, and what is bad for us. The very last nature is we have the nature of crisis. We are in an opposing position with God. We are in a relative position with
God.
We have that nature of eternity, and then we either go to hell or we go to heaven, and that is a terrible thing. Man has these basic natures. When you really consider these natures seriously, you cannot agree that man evolved from animals.
We have
an eternal nature.
We are
immortal
beings. A person.
This makes us different from other animals. And this kind of nature makes us want to know, find out what we don't know. What is the foundation of all these qualities?
It's
our existence. We all know that we are here. We not only know that we are in this winter conference, we know that we are in all the relationships. We know that we are in the responsibility in this winter conference. We know that we exist in the world and history. In this world, which way should we take? This existence is the basis of all
these. Existence is prior to the essence.
And each individual has a very distinguished, distinct boundary with another person. So we know in our hearts that I am myself and I am not him. Who am I? This is a question even more important than who is man. We're experiencing this life. So what kind of life is this? I think that everybody would say that we know ourselves pretty well. But this is not real.
Know thyself.
Socrates has a very great saying, and that is, know thyself. You have to know yourself. When Socrates said this, and he was facing other philosophers called Socrates. In that time, everybody was discussing about things outside of man. We want to know the mystery of this universe. We want to know the quality of
it.
We want to know the origin of time. But Socrates said, if you know all this, but you don't know thyself, what gain do you have? Today we're living in such a world. Science is progressing. Our knowledge is increasing. But man is in a most miserable position because he doesn't know himself. So we make many, many different kinds of definitions about our existence. What is existence? Existence is by accident. What is existence? The second thing, definition is nothingness. Meaningless. Somebody said existence is a punishment.
Life is evil. 生活就是一个刑罚。
Somebody said that life is a punishment. This is a terrible fact. So we make all kinds of ways to escape from the things that make us miserable. Not only this. And we know that many people exist in a world that has no communication with the outside. We don't want to understand others. And we don't want to be understood. And every one of us become an exclusive island. We have a very individual lifestyle. We bind ourselves. Since Adam sinned, the very first action is to hide himself from others. And this is God's punishment after man sinned.
No, this is the first action of human beings after fall, as revealed by God. 神启示给我们知道，人犯罪以后的第一个行动是什么？
God revealed to us man's first action after his sin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在这一种这个 isolated 的存在里面，
in this isolated existence，
我们以为没有一个人可以真正认识我们。
We think that nobody can really understand us. The person who really can understand myself should be myself. When in this self, nobody can understand, there are many, many plans. In this existence, we have many, many thoughts that we do not tell others. Paul was in this kind of situation. He has his own religious ideas. He has his own moral life. He has his own knowledge. He has his own idea about eternity. He has his own absolute idea. He thinks that Christians are useless and they should be killed, they should be imprisoned. But he doesn't know that he is in a very dangerous position because he cannot decide his own destiny. Our situation today is the same. We have our own ideals. We have our own ideas. We have our criteria. Our standards. We use these standards to hide ourselves. But dear brothers and sisters, when Paul revealed this self, when he has to go on to the way he has to face, and we realize that the relative position between God and man comes into effect. God sometimes
interferes.
Why? Because the foundation of our life is not within us. Because we are from God. Because God's existence depends on himself. So when he first asked, what is your name?
No, the first question asked to God.
The first question man asked, Lord, who are you? How did Jesus answer this question? Our Lord.
I am that I am.
God said, I am that I am. I am the God of eternity. So my existence originates from my own existence. And your existence does not originate from.
It doesn't depend on you yourself. You exist. It doesn't exist. Depend on your own existence. Your existence doesn't depend on your own existence. It depends on God's existence.
Your existence depends on God's existence.
So in this week,
there are only two possibilities. The first one, to wait till God's existence has a relationship with our existence. Second possibility.
完全不愿意，也不愿意有任何的反应对神在我们生命中间的干涉。
The second possibility is we do not want to have anything to do with God.
我不知道你是一个怎么样的人。
I don't know what kind of person you are.
但今天我奉主名告诉你。
But in the name of God,
如果当时您向你显明他自己的旨意的时候，
when God revealed His will to you,
你就在那个危机性的这个性格里面进到了最可怕的一点。
And you have reached the highest point in your nature of Christ.
在这一点中间，你必须对上帝只有两个答案： Yes or No. 除此以外，没有别条路。
You only have two answers to tell God, either yes or no. There's no other way.
所以愿主帮助我们。
May God help us.
给我们从今天晚上开始。
Starting from tonight,
我们预备我们自己的心。
Prepare our heart.
来等候神。